Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Northeast Ohio. I hope everyone is doing fantastic, getting ready for the weekend. How about some good news? Your Cleveland Cavaliers with a fine selection last night. That's one of our big topics today. On the show, we've got a lot of stuff going on. We will be breaking down the NBA draft. We'll be getting ready for the Guardians' big weekend against the Red Sox. And, of course, some football news in there as well. We'll talk to Brian Anderson, our good friend at High Noon, Chris Fedor at 11, Mike Ganzi, Cavaliers general manager, joining us.
Us
at 10:30. I can't wait. Plus, hopefully, Kobe Altman will speak while we are on the air. And if he does, we will carry it live. My name is Andy Baskin. His name is Jeff Phelps. Together, we are Baskin and Phelps. Hello.
That would be it. Yes.
It's kind of like some weird kind of vaudeville show. Hi, everybody. Together, we are Baskin and Phelps.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
You good? What's your mood after the draft last night?
I'm really intrigued. Agbaji is one of the guys that you and I had talked about, Andy. I thought, okay, if you're looking for a guy, I thought that Jalen Williams was a really interesting-looking guy from Santa Clara, and he went before the Cavs had a chance to get him. And I thought Agbaji fits the need, and he also is pretty darn good. You know, so you did what I hoped they would do, which is get a really good player who fills a need. But there might still be a need. So there's, I think there are a lot of guys now that can play in the backcourt. Can one of them be a wing guy? And I know wing is now considered, you know, two, three, any four even, you know, the small forward, power forward, shooting guard positions. I just wonder, there are a lot of guys there, and I think it's kind of into Guardians mode. You might have to sort through some things there.
A little bit of a logjam. All right, Spencer Mahan's here. Say hello, my friend.
Hello, my friends. How are we?
Good enough. Let's jumpstart. Thank you. He is Dan Menigan.
Cleveland Cavaliers draft last night, gentlemen. Of course, as you were talking about a little bit earlier on, the Cavaliers made a couple of selections. The first and big one being Ochi Agbaji from the University of Kansas, started all 39 games for them, led the Big 12 with 18.8 points, 5.1 rebounds, and 35 minutes a night. Of course, Kansas won the national title as well last season. Kobe Altman had this to say on Agbaji.
Jeff, I know you talked about this. I got to tell you, the thing I like the most about this is that they, to me, it seemed like, and after we had talked to a lot of people about this too, that they brought in a guy that is NBA ready. The maturity level is there. I think listening to his press conference last night, I'm like, wow, this guy sounds like a vet.
He was really good.
Yeah, and so I like that. I think they brought in a fit. I think they did what they needed to do. I'm genuinely excited, and I got to be honest, I like the fact that he's 22. I like the fact that he's played 4 years. I like the fact that he's a national champion. All of those things I think are great qualities that you need when you're looking to a team that you're trying to add pieces to. You know, you're not trying to build around this guy. You're trying to add. And so I like this. I like this pick a lot.
I think it's interesting. In the NBA today, we're all thinking, well, it's okay that he's 22. He's 22.
I know.
You know, Andy, that's what everybody said all last night during the draft. Okay, they brought in an NBA-ready player. Really? I hope so. But keep in mind, these guys are young guys. I mean, think about college graduates who you just know, who just graduated from college. Do you consider them like old veteran, crusty people? No, this kid is 22 years old. So though he's a little older than Isaac Okoro, he fits right in time frame-wise with everybody else. He's a little older than Evan Mobley, but he's kind of contemporaries of these guys. And the thing that he brings, and what I wanted to see the team do, bring in something that maybe you don't have or don't have enough of. And he shoots it well. And that's something that the Cavaliers really needed. They were middle of the road in three-point shooting last year. They didn't take very many, near the bottom of the pack. And when they did shoot them, they made about, they were 15th in three-point shooting. So that was a need, and this guy can shoot. So that fills that aspect of it for me, Andy. You needed this. You didn't have this. You now have it.
What does this pick tell you, Jeff, about where the franchise is in their title construction? We'll call it that. Or title attempt construction.
Oh, it makes me think they're not thinking 3 years down the road. How's that?
Okay.
I'm not going to put the pressure on a 22-year-old just now out of college kid to say he's the difference to make a team a championship contender. I don't think that's fair to him. However, he's more experienced than the last four guys they've brought in the draft who are all one-and-done guys. Colin, Darius, Isaac, Evan. They were all one and done. And this guy comes in with 4 years of college. So that's where you are with this. And I think he fits in really well with everybody else that they have on the team.
Andy, where do you see yourself in 4 years?
I'm just hoping to
get... I feel like
there.
That's what this is, the basketball question is. I feel like this is your guidance couch looking at you going, Andy, where do you see yourself in 4 years?
You know, that's a great question. I'm hoping to just be able to take the classes that I need to be able to get the education that I want, because I clearly don't see my athletic career going much farther than yelling from a bench somewhere. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to take the next 4 years and take advantage of the situation with my education and listen to every moment in every classroom. So
nice.
Wow.
Oh, wait a minute. I was talking to 18-year-old Andy Baskin that didn't listen. Idiot.
Well, it happens to the best of us.
I think I see myself sitting next to Phelps 4 years from now.
Probably.
Yeah, you good with that?
On a park bench feeding pigeons.
Hey, Jeff, did you breathe the crumbs today?
Oh, how you doing, Andy?
These are homemade. They're homemade croutons.
There you go.
Oh,
look, that mean duck is back. So they took a couple other picks as well in the second round. I don't know how much stock we're going to put in a whole lot of these guys, because second round picks, it's always kind of a shaky endeavor. They're lotto tickets more than anything else. So
yeah, that Nikola Jokic sure was.
Well, and we could point, yeah, we could point to a lot of those, and for every one of those, we could point to about 20 other guys.
Yes, we can. No, Dan, 40 other guys.
Uh-huh. In the same way that we go, well, Draymond Green was a second round pick.
Yeah, Draymond, you know, was Mark Price was
Mark
a second
Price
round
was pick. A second round pick, but. You know, lotto tickets, they are.
Yeah.
So, Khalifa Jop being one of them, he's out of Senegal with the 39th pick. They are probably, from what it sounds like, going to leave him overseas for a little bit longer. An interesting one in Isaiah Mobley with the 49th pick out of USC. If that sounds familiar, yes, that is the older brother of Cavalier power forward Evan Mobley.
Yeah.
Can you ever remember a time when maybe all, if the Browns could find a brother combination, we could have the Naylors and the Mobleys at the same time. And if the Browns could find a brother combination, then, man, we are family.
Let's
forget
get on
about
that.
Those old Pirates.
Yeah, that'd be great for everybody.
Who would be the key? All right, who would be the brother combination you would want?
For the
would you
Browns?
Want, like, would you want two Garretts?
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Nick and Nate Chubb.
Oh, I could get behind that, too.
As long as Nate's a linebacker.
Well, the other one that was up there is I always remember Barkevious and his brother Hutavious Mingo.
Oh.
Those were the ones I wanted, merely on name alone.
We need active, though.
Yeah. All right. Well,
does anyone else have a – are there any brothers that are close, NFL, that could be close? I don't know. I'm just – talk about weird stats.
I don't know. We'll dig around.
But we need the Nailers to get together first, so.
Yeah.
We'll dig around, see if we can find
– liking it.
Luke Travers with the 56th pick out of Australia as well. So those are the second rounders. They'll probably play in summer league. You'll see them all over the place, and hopefully they can make a bit of an impact. So
Jop was really I watched some video of him. Wow, he's really explosive going to the hoop. But almost everything he did offensively, he had a little bit of a jump hook in the lane, Andy, put up a jump shot from about 12 feet that was okay. Everything he did was setting a screen and diving to the basket and finishing at the hoop. And he did it explosively. It looked limited on the video that I watched, because that's all they had. But I would assume if he had a lot more offensive game, that would have been there. But he had a really nice touch and really runs the floor well. So keep that name in the back of your head. If he's not here this year, just keep it in the back of your head.
Zach Plesac yielded one run, three hits over six innings, and a 1-0 loss to the Twins yesterday as well. So
is that crazy after all the runs they scored and all the battling they've done that, you know, yesterday is a 1-0 game?
Yes.
If you come out and say those words that drive me absolutely up the wall, that baseball fans are notorious.
I wish they would have saved some runs.
Nice.
I wish they would have saved some runs from the other day. I mean, they scored 17. Now they can't score any. What's going on?
I'm done. Now I'm sad.
Why? People say it all the time. You know it's just silly. Mike Gansey.
That one's right up there with be a hitter. Like, nothing will make me want to vomit than when you hear a parent yell, be a hitter.
How about run, 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 or skate, skate, skate? Do you like either one of those?
You kind of get behind those a little bit more. Be a hitter. It's like, no, I'm just holding this back because it looks good.
All right, this is your pitch. You want me to keep going with all the things, trite things that
no.
people say? Okay, we could do an hour on that. But we won't because Mike Gansey, former high school standout right here in Northeast Ohio. Should we talk about Homestead Falls? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Should we talk about his days at West Virginia? You think so?
I think he'd rather talk about what the Cavs did last night.
Well, maybe we should.
Since he is the Cavs' general manager.
Yeah, he is the general manager. Time flies, doesn't it? Remember, they're just kids. He's going to join us in 15 minutes. Next, Baskin and
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Helps. There you go. Simple. Ochai Agbaji.
Silent G.
Just Ochai Agbaji. I don't even need to hear
that. Ochai.
That's what I just said. Ochai Agbaji.
Ochai Agbaji.
We good with that? There you go. By the way, if you get a chance to watch this, there's a piece on YouTube that we found that clip from, courtesy of University of Kansas. They did that. So they went and did, you know, you've seen them, there are scoreboard pieces where they try to have people pronounce something or spell something, and they went out and did a story on how to say his name for the students there, and that's where that came from. It's a good piece. You should go watch it. In fact, we'll link it up here somewhere on one of our links, right? We're all over that. All right, Baskin and Phelps. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. And coming up here in just a few moments, we are very much looking forward to Mike Gansey, the general manager of your Cleveland Cavaliers, as he joins us to talk about the draft from last night. So we're pumped about that. Plus, we have Chris Fedor. And we will also talk to the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, Kobe Altman's presser, hopefully around 1 o'clock. If that happens, we will carry it live for you. That's how we roll here on this show.
Lots of stuff.
So you'll get to know your team very well. I like the fact that this team is in a position, Jeff, where, again, you they are where they are. They're just inside the lottery. And hopefully next year you're looking at being a playoff team that hopefully can win at least one series. I mean, those are my goals for the team.
Remember, they weren't supposed to have that pick.
Right.
They traded it to Indiana in the Caris LeVert deal. But it was lottery protected. And unfortunately, or maybe long-term, fortunately, you know, the Cavaliers stumbled down the end of the season with tons of injuries. If it weren't for the injuries, no telling where they would have finished. I think they would have finished fourth, fifth, sixth, somewhere in the Eastern Conference. I think they would have made the playoffs, and I think it would have been a ton of fun. But they had tons of injuries, and they ended up 14th. Well, okay. So you get one more piece to add to this just through the draft. You know, those are the easy pieces to add.
Right.
Pick them. They're on your team. Pay them. Done. You don't have to trade. You don't have to. I mean, he's there. And they put a guy in with a position of need, guy who can shoot. Kobe Altman said last night, views him as a two guard, which is really interesting because then tell me who your small forward is. We'll see about that. Is it you still going big with Lowry Markkanen? Great. Okay. If that's your plan, that's fine. I think that works because it worked last year. And you have the versatility of having, for now, Caris LeVert, Isaac Okoro, and Colin Sexton in the backcourt to help Darius Garland and Agbaji. You know, who knows who starts at two guard, Andy? You never know. Hard to not think that Caris LeVert would start back there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you brought up the point that I kept thinking about last night is what's going to happen with Colin Sexton? What's going to happen with him? Someone's going to make him an offer, right? He's a restricted free agent. I would think someone will come and try to get him, and then what will the Cavaliers do?
It's a fine question.
I just don't know how you would want to.
Why
would you want to get rid of a talented player, or if you had the opportunity to resign?
You don't want to get rid of him.
Well, I'm not saying. Or why would you let him go? I think that's
only if you think it's in a move that benefits the team and the structure of your team. Look, Colin's a big time NBA player.
Yeah, that's why I'm torn on this.
Guy averaged 24 points a game a year ago, right?
Right.
He's really good, and Caris LeVert is really good. And Darius Garland is really good. And you hope Agbaji becomes really good. You hope Okoro continues to develop. But that's five guys right there, Andy, for 2.5 spots.
Yeah.
You know, because right now, Lauri Markkanen is your starting small forward, I would assume, because he was last year. And that worked. See, that's the thing to remember here. That worked. We've had guests on the show who have said, if I'm looking to move somebody, I'm looking to move Lauri Markkanen. Really? That worked. Maybe you do move him. But see, the Cavs are now in a position that they maybe haven't been in a while. And that's, we're trying to figure out who's going to play where and how much they're going to play. Keep that in mind. Front court, you have Jared Allen. All right, he's starting. Evan Mobley, power forward, he's starting. Who's going to play the three? Your candidates, Markkanen, LeVert, Agbaji, Okoro. There are four guys there who can play the three. And to what extent do they play it? You have Kevin Love coming off the bench. You have, if let's just say you start Garland and LeVert. All right, well, then you have, right now, Sexton, Agbaji, Okoro coming off the bench. That's a lot of guys to play. Doesn't even count a guy like Dean Wade, who's been very productive when he's played. Lamar Stevens, who looks like a guy who is screaming for more playing time. And this team has some quality depth. And that's awesome. Because A, you can play it, and B, you can move it in other deals.
Gary Parrish, CBS Sports, in grading what the Cavaliers did last night, he said, I love what Cleveland's doing. They have, it's exactly what you said, Jeff, here. They have stockpiled it with interesting, that's your favorite word too, interesting young, did you write this? Interesting young pieces who can really play now. Agbaji can switch and guard different guys after being the best player on the best team in the country. I think he's going to be one of the 10 best players in the draft. And no, he's not a finished product. The grade, an A+. You sure you didn't write that?
I hope Gary's right. I hope he's right.
I love the fact. I don't know. I love the maturity, and I love the fact that it feels like they had a puzzle, and they found a piece that fits into the puzzle.
And I loved hearing what he had to say last night when he was drafted. It's like, wow, this kid's composed. Like it.
All right, let's go to the hotline. The North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Mike Ganzi, general manager of your Cleveland Cavaliers. Hey, Mike, how are you? Thanks for waking up and talking to us this morning, although it's 10:30. I'm sure you've been up for a while.
You better have been,
Mike. I'm going on about 3 hours of sleep, so this is good. I need you guys to pick me up here.
Well, we're here. But first, before we get into anything, you're a friend of the show before you even came on. You're a friend of the show just from your high school and from talking with your family along the way. And just want to let you know that before we even get into the interview and ask you any question that you can't answer.
You get nothing for that, Mike.
Well, I appreciate it. Olmsted Falls is the best high school in Ohio. So
there you go. Do you want to talk about? We can talk about.
No.
All right. I know Jeff would get mad.
You just drafted a guy.
Know that I would talk to you about high school and college all day, too, for your career. Would you have drafted yourself? Let's start there.
Oh, my God.
Probably not back then. Now I might. Now I would, but not right now. But hey, I'm a West Virginia guy. We just drafted a Kansas guy, so
yeah.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
What are you thinking about how he drops in and fits with your team? Because it would seem, Mike, that you hit the combination of a talent who fits.
Yeah. No. I mean, Ochai is an incredible human being. I mean, once you get to know him, when he gets in here and. Over the years, but he fits on the floor too. I mean, he's an elite shooter. He's a winner. You know, he can guard. He's athletic. I mean, he does a lot of good things on the floor. And the one thing about it is, you know, we have such a good young group. He fits right into that group. And, you know, he's a 4-year guy, but he's still got a lot of upside and he's only going to continue to get better.
Mike, why does it have to be? It's funny just listening to that. Like, I don't think a guy who played 4 years in college is a negative. I look at those guys as having a little bit of seasoning, and that to me, when you go back and look at his senior year, the fact that he had to work on some things to get a little bit better, to get, you know, to maybe raise his draft stock, I call that intelligent. I mean, to me, that's I love that trait about him, and I love this pick.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's a 4-year guy. I mean, each year he got better. His freshman year, Kansas wanted to redshirt him, and then they had to take him off redshirt. And he just got better and better each year. Last year he went through the draft process. You know, it was probably going to be a second-round pick. Decided to come back to school, and, you know, it's all she wrote. I mean, he was, you know, Big 12 Player of the Year, Most Outstanding Player, National Champs. I mean, he basically got every award you could possibly think of this year. And he's still only 22. Like, you know, if we draft him and have him for 10 years, and he's a good player, like, he's still 32 in his prime. So, like, well, he's 22, 19, he can play. And I think – you know, he's kind of a little bit of a late bloomer to the game, too. So 22, he might really be 20 in basketball years. So he's going to only get better. And, you know, watching him these 4 years in Kansas, each year he added some more to his game and got better and better. And I don't think that's going to stop here in the NBA.
Mike Ganzi joining us, Cavs general manager. Mike, how does a guy go from being a really good shooter in college to being a really good shooter in the NBA?
I think, you know, obviously in college you have a lot more other things going on, study tables, you know, stuff like that, where now, you know, he's got 2-3 hours a day where he's at practice in the gym, and he's got so much free time. And, you know, doing our background on Ochai and, you know, getting to know him here when he came in for workout, I mean, he lives in the gym. So he's going to get a ton of reps, and obviously, you know, the three-point line is going to be a little bit of an adjustment for him, but based on what we saw in his workout – and, you know, what he's done at Kansas, I think it's going to be a pretty easy transition for him because he's a shooter, he's a worker, and he's going to live in the gym. So, you know, now that he's a pro, he can clearly focus on that instead of, you know, school and some other things. So I think he's only going to get better. And, you know, we got good guys around him that are going to get him open shots, you know, most notably Darius Garland. So it's going to be fun to watch him fit in with our group.
You've got some good problems, I guess, coming up when you've got to figure out who's on the roster and who's not on the roster and moves you're going to have to make. Can you just kind of dive into you have great depth right now, but it's just on paper, it doesn't seem like all those names are going to be able to fit when you turn in a final roster.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, it's good to have depth. I mean, last year with all those injuries, we were kind of running out of bodies at times throughout the year, but, you know, the good thing is, all these other teams are calling us about all our players. So other teams like all of our players. So that's a good thing because we have depth, we have good players, and, you know, it's going to be a really healthy competition at camp. You know, I mean, JB's not going to spoon feed minutes to people, and guys are going to have to earn it. And, you know, we kind of have a log jam there maybe at the wing position, but as we learned last year, you can't have enough depth in this league with 82 games, and it's going to be fun to watch. So I'm excited about our group, and you know, our guys are competitive, our guys are a team, and it's going to be fun to see our guys, you know, really get better and compete with each other.
Mike, last year you guys showed you're not afraid to be unconventional when you put Lauri Markkanen at small forward and dared other teams to try and match up with your size, and it worked. Can you do that this year with the plethora of guys you have to play the two and the three, and Lauri being one of those guys, but different certainly than Ochai and Isaac Okoro and Caris LeVert?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously adding Evan and then, you know, being able to re-sign Jarrett, I mean, those two are game changers. But people forget about Lauri. Like, he is really, really talented. He just turned 25. Like, we didn't know he could play the three, but, like, when we brought him in, you know, JB's like, listen, we just want to get our best five players on the floor. And obviously Lowry's one of our five best players. So he's like, let's put him in at the three. And, I mean, he was really good defensively. He's athletic. Obviously he can shoot the ball. He's got more ball skills than you think. And it's just unique because, you know, we're big. We have 3 7-footers, but, like, all of them can move their feet. All of them are versatile. They can switch. And they're all high IQ guys. You know, they can pass. They can dribble. You know, obviously Jarrett's not a three-point shooter, and Evan's slowly getting there. But, like, they have versatility and offensive skill set. And not a lot of bigs are like that, especially at that size and that length. And, you know, we played unique. And, you know, obviously having Darius as kind of the head of the snake with the ball in his hands, you know, is a big piece to it. But, you know, JB likes to go big. We're unique. But, you know, we might be big, but we can still move our feet. We can still defend. And, you know, and we're skilled. You know, if you have skill and versatility and length, you're going to have a chance. And, you know, obviously having Darius being that elite, you know, point guard, you know, that's a game changer for us.
Mike, can you put us in your seat last night as you were watching the beginning of the draft and as we got closer to 14 and knowing that he was still available? I mean, what was it like? What were you thinking? And when he was there and available at 14, did you think he was going to be there, or were you sweating bullets as you guys were kind of thinking about this earlier?
Yeah, it was definitely different because we used to, you know, picking him like the top five. So that was a nice little change knowing, hey, like, you know, we're getting close there. So that was fun. But, you know, obviously as the picks are going, you have your board, you have your guys you like. And obviously Oach was someone that, you know, we really wanted to get at 14. So, you know, after every pick goes, you're like, okay, you know, hope they take this guy, not this guy. And, you know, when 13 was up and Ochai was there, you know, he was our guy. And, you know, obviously we visited with him here. You know, we followed him for 4 years. And, you know, it was the easy pick for us at that time.
Mike Gansey's joining us. He's the Cavs general manager. You've mentioned Darius Garland a few times. Can a guy continue to progress the way that he's progressed in his first 3 years in the league? Because it's been pretty stunning, Mike.
No, I mean, he's special, man. I mean, not only as a basketball player, but as a person. Like, it's amazing when we draft guys, when we, you know, traded for Lauri. Lowry's first thing was like, when am I going to meet Darius? You know, like, he's just such a connector. And you see it on the floor. Like, I mean, I was a player. Like, I want Darius as my point guard. Like, how could you not want to play with that guy? And, you know, he's evolving and becoming a leader. You know, he's starting to become more vocal. I mean, obviously he took a huge jump this year, and, you know, I think he's going to continue to make jumps. I mean, he's still so young. I mean, he's 22 years old. You know, I think the sky's the limit for him. I mean, now he knows how good he can be, and I know he's hungry to even get better. And, you know, with the other guys we have on our team, you know, Jarrett and Evan, Lauri, some of our younger guys, you know, I think we're all excited about what could be, you know, coming here in the future.
All right. So when you decide that you're going to pick Isaiah Mobley, do you tell him first, or do you tell Evan first that you're going to make that pick?
That's a good call there.
Well, we tell his agent first.
That takes the fun out of it.
You know, but I mean, Isaiah, you know, I mean, you look back at Isaiah, you know, he was a McDonald's All-American. Obviously, you know, he's older than his brother Evan, but, like, you know, his first year he played with Onyeka Okongwu, who's in Atlanta. He was the sixth pick in the draft. And then he played last year with Evan, obviously, you know, the third pick in the draft. And now this year it was finally his team at USC. You know, it was all Pac-12. had a really good year, kind of got, you know, Onyeka and Evan out of his shadows a little bit, and he had a really good year. You know, I mean, he's long like Evan. He's just like Evan, like in terms of just his IQ. He can really pass. You know, his shooting got better this year. You know, he's super smart on the floor, offensively, defensively. And, you know, at 49, he was there on our board, and we took it. And, you know, it's not that he's just Evan's brother. Like, he can still play. So a combination of, I think he's going to help us at the Cavs, and he's also going to help his brother, and there's some comfortability there. And, you know, obviously Isaiah could be back and forth with the Charge and the Cavs, but, you know, we feel he's an NBA player, and he's going to only get better. And, you know, I guess it's good to have the family in the organization.
And it's easy to find an apartment.
Yeah, they can share rent.
I know, right?
That works out great.
Easy for his parents now. They get one-stop shop to go see him play.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mike, you mentioned other teams contacted you guys about your players, and that leads to a different bunch of questions. Instead of talent accumulation mode, you know, which the team has been in for a number of years with some good draft picks, now you've got to figure out, you know, who fits where and who might help you by being moved to bring in other pieces. Colin is a restricted free agent, tremendous NBA player. What's the approach as you head into this offseason with Colin Sexton looking at restricted free agency?
Yeah, I mean, we want to keep him. I mean, we, you know, kind of through this process, he was our first pick, you know, number 8, yep, 3-4 years ago. So, I mean, he's value to us. I mean, last year, especially towards the end, I mean, we desperately needed his playmaking, his scoring, his fire, his motor, his passion. So, you know, we want to bring him back. I know he wants to be back, and, you know, we want to continue to, you know, bring this group along, and, you know, which obviously is restricted free agency. So, you know, we got to figure that all out, but we want him here. I think he wants to be here and be a part of this. You know, I know last year was hard for him because, I mean, he absolutely loves the game of basketball. So him being out, I know, wasn't easy for him, but I think, you know, he was able to kind of sit back and watch. And, you know, I know he's working his butt off every day to get back, and, you know, he's healthy now. So we're excited, and hopefully we can bring him back. And I know he wants to be back. So, you know, he's a big piece to our future moving forward.
Bringing in Ochai, Isaac Okoro, 6'6", they can play similar positions. Mike, can you compare and contrast those guys and how they can work together?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think they're a little different where, you know, obviously Isaac is, you know, arguably our best perimeter defender. You know, his shooting's continuing to get better, and, you know, I know it will get better. So I think, you know, they can play together, you know, the 2-3, obviously. And, you know, it's just we have more depth. You know, that's really all it comes down to. They're both super young. You know, Isaac's 21. You know, obviously Ochai's 22. So, and they're good guys. Like, you know, they're not going to be like, you know, competing against each other in a bad way. I mean, they're going to be, you know, they're just high level guys. They're going to root for each other, compete with each other in a healthy manner. And, you know, they can play together, you know, they can play off each other. So the thing with us is just getting as much depth as we can. And, you know, obviously Ochai can really shoot it. And I know that was, you know, something we wanted to address this summer, and he does a lot of good things. So we're excited about both of them. And, you know, depth, you can't have enough depth in this league.
All right, Mike, before we let you go, just how's the job going for you? And, you know, what's it like? I got to think this is a dream come true in some way.
Yeah, you're the GM of your hometown team.
I mean, really?
Come on, man.
No, it's – I mean, I'm so blessed. I'm so lucky. I mean, you know, Dan Gilbert, the organization. I mean, I've only worked for one NBA organization. So this is my – going into my 11th year, 12th year. So I'm lucky. You know, I mean, it's such a hard business, and there's a lot of stress. You know, my wife, Amy, the kids, I mean, my family is always there for me. I mean, they support me and let me kind of live out my dream here. And, you know, being a Clevelander and the Cavs and the Browns and now the Guardians, like, it's kind of a dream come true to be here at home. And it's just kind of surreal. You know, every day I wake up and I don't know, I'm not going to work. I'm just going to be a basketball guy, you know, going to the office. And, you know, it's just exciting too, because I think we're building something special here. We got really good guys, and they want to be here in Cleveland, more importantly. And me as a Clevelander, that makes it even more special that guys want to be here in Northeast Ohio and embrace this community. And you saw, especially towards the end of the middle of the last year, I mean, every game was sold out. I mean, it was like back in the old days, you know, with when LeBron was here. So I hope we're building something here and building it the right way where, you know, these guys can embrace these guys. And I'm just lucky to be along for the ride.
Well, it's been fun. I mean, along the way, and we look forward to continued success for you. I just feel like it was yesterday. I was just like, I think I was at Channel 3 and I was calling your highlights in high school. And the next thing you know, I was like, oh, he went to Idaho. I was excited. I'm like the only guy in the world that was excited that you went to Idaho because I was in Montana for so long. But
yeah. No, I appreciate you guys' support. And how about them Guardians, by the way? Tito's so good. Ramirez should be the MVP. I mean,
there's a Cleveland guy.
Yes, that is.
I mean, they're so fun to watch, man. I mean, they do such a good job.
Well, if you ever want to sneak into one of their games, it's easy. You just go through the garage door, and you'll be good to go. Just sneak right in.
That's right.
That'll make you a Clevelander. All right, hey, Mike, thank you. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you, guys. You have a good weekend.
You too. We'll talk to you soon. Mike Ganzi, he's so one of us, right? Don't you love that?
Yeah, except he's, you know, building basketball teams.
He's one of us until he makes a bad pick in a draft. That's all.
Wow.
And then you turn on him.
I'm Andy Baskin. I'm throwing people under the bus already.
Oh, come on, man. All right, so what he had to say. All right, what Ganzi had to say, we'll talk more about that. Chris Fedor's coming up. Man, we got a lot to talk about with this draft. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Mike Ganzi, nice enough to join us, general manager of the Cleveland Cavaliers. You had a lot of things to say, and they do have a depth chart now, and it is loaded.
Deep.
What are they going to do? What kind of moves are they going to make? So I'm also curious, what do you think? You know, I read CBS Sports was saying A-plus for the Cavaliers last night. Jeff, first of all, I thought, you know, what Mike said about other teams calling left and right about players who are on the current roster, I thought was super interesting when he said that in the beginning of the interview.
Well, can I throw a couple of names out at you?
Sure.
We haven't mentioned Jetty Osmond today.
No.
We haven't mentioned Kevin Love today.
We did, but just what, for a
but
second.
Just for, yeah. Yeah. We just threw his name out. Dean Wade, they just picked up his option. This team has a lot of guys. And maybe the safest bet you could probably make is that everybody who's on this team right now won't be on this team the day it starts the season.
Well, that's for sure.
You know, I mean, there are so many guys. And that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. What do you want? You want talented basketball players and lots of them. But right now, if you look at their depth chart, and let's just put Colin in the starting lineup. Darius, Colin Sexton, let's put Lauri Markkanen at the three, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen. Okay? That's five guys. You want to play those five, right?
Yes, you do.
Then you have Caris LeVert, Isaac Okoro. That's two more. You just, you know, those are guys you want to play. You have Lamar Stevens. You like Lamar a lot. You have Kevin Love. That's nine. That doesn't get you to Jetty. That doesn't get you to Dean Wade. Doesn't get you to Dylan Windler, a name we haven't mentioned. And this team has a lot of players, and it's only natural in pro sports to assume that you're going to sort through these guys and maybe tweak things just a little bit. I did find it really interesting. I liked hearing what Mike had to say about Colin Sexton. So we like him. We want him here. We think he wants to be here, and we want him back. You know, how do you make that work?
So I was thinking who would be sweating more bullets after last night. Isaac Okoro had to have a weird feeling last night watching the draft, don't you think? I mean, I just think the draft is...
You know, I would think you're right, Andy, except for one thing. All right, so you move Isaac to small forward. He's the perfect counter to Lauri Markkanen at small forward. You know, if all right, so you're playing the three, the big lineup. Let's just say, you know, who's on the floor? Paul George. And you want to defend Paul George a little differently. Boom, Lowry comes out, Isaac Okoro goes in. You know, that Isaac can give you extreme flexibility here. And now let's be fair. We can explain, hey, here's how this guy fits. And we can also explain, here's why this guy doesn't fit. That's where the Cavs are right now because they have so many guys. How does Isaac Okoro fit? Terrific. He can counter Lauri Markkanen at the small forward. He can play a little bit of two. His three-point shot improved drastically, especially as the season went on. But then you have Caris LeVert, who can handle the ball. Caris can play the two. Caris can play a little bit of three. Flexibility. Colin Sexton can play the point guard spot. Well, we know he's really a scorer and really valuable as a two guard. You know, he screams coming off the bench and being that instant offense. But he has screamed that for some time. Do they do that with him? I mean, there are just so many ways they can go. I just think they've created flexibility for themselves, not just with a lot of depth, Andy, and a lot of numbers, but guys who can do other things and cover different spots. You know, just about everybody on this team can play more than one position on the floor. And in this era of positionless basketball, well, fabulous.
All right, let me take a phone call, and then I'm going to ask you another question about Colin Sexton here in a second. Andy is in North Olmsted. Hi, Andy. How are you?
Hi, Andy.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
What'd you think?
Hey, well, I'll tell you what I think. I think he was definitely a very solid, safe pick. It was going to be either himself or Tyrese and Malachi or even A.J. Griffin who had slipped. So I'm fine with the Obagi pick. But I found it interesting, though, just a little, Jeff, to kind of piggyback on what Andy was questioning about. With when Fedor asked Altman at the press conference, he said he's more of a two.
Yeah,
Obagi.
I found that interesting too, Andy.
But Jeff,
he's listed at 6'5".
Right, and the Cavs have also come out and said that Okoro is more of a two, also. So, but and this real quick before I get to my main topic, which is that I wish you guys would have asked him about Jop at 39. I mean, you had EJ Liddell, Bryce McGowan's and Kendall Brown sitting there. Jeff, I don't understand it. He's a traditional center. He's young. He's got some ability. But I would have thought at 39, that's when you pick a four. I mean, Liddell, come on, Jeff. What were you thinking at 39?
I was surprised that it was Jop. I watched video of the guy, did a little digging, really athletic, let him develop a little bit. If you like the idea, Andy, of the Cavs being a big team, well, you're probably going to have to supplement that in a year or two or three, you know? And,
yeah.
You got to have a backup for Jared Allen. You don't want Evan Mobley playing center, I wouldn't think. You want Evan out on the floor where he's really out on the floor as well as being inside. So I can completely see the need to develop a young center.
Andy, thank you. We appreciate the phone call. We're going to come back here in a second. We've got Chris Fedor on the line, so we'll be talking to him here in just a moment. Stick around. More Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.